Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. I got a couple of weird questions for you. No, I really do. You know, yesterday we were talking a little bit about how much you are going to be spending on the holidays, right? Because whether we want to, I'm with you, by the way, that the poor Thanksgiving penguins are being ignored. I'm now all in on Thanksgiving penguins. You know, I go through this battle each and every year with Heidi. Heidi, as you know, has an unbelievable collection of Christmas items. Now, they're lovely, they're fantastic, and we've been married now for a long time. And I love them. I love them. I'm Jewish, though. And so we have this, we've had an agreement forever and ever. Look, I enjoy the Christmas decorations probably more than she does. And it's always embarrassing for me to be involved in any way with Christmas decorations, because honestly, the heck do I know? And I have my little Hanukkah shtetl, the little village, where I set up my Hanukkah stuff, and everybody walks by and says, oh, that's sad, and then just keeps going to all the good Christmas stuff. But we've had this agreement. Now, I think I got the big victory here, because the kids are all Jewish. We raised the kids Jewish, but, you know, we decorate. What can I tell you? So, I have felt for the longest time with my lovely bride that she wants to go from Halloween directly into Christmas and completely and totally ignore Thanksgiving. And the contributions that were made by the pilgrims, the Native Americans, and all that other good stuff, right? This year has been especially problematic. Why? Because Thanksgiving is the very last possible Thursday available, which means there's a whole extra week, which means that Heidi is just feeling totally ripped off. You know the way this is. 11:59 on October the 31st. Christmas FM, which is the best Christmas radio stuff anywhere. It's from Ireland. They've been doing it forever, long before anybody else decided, how are we going to play Christmas music starting in Independence Day or something? But that goes on. It goes live. And it's on in the house. And what am I going to do, right? So we have Christmas FM on. But she's always had a wonderful Thanksgiving representation, a fall representation. I mean, the Halloween pumpkins just get turned around, right? They have the Halloween faces on one side, but they're just pumpkins on the other side. They get turned around. She brings out the pilgrims. And I know you're thinking, Jeff, you said penguins before. Well, I'll explain that in a second. So this year has really been a bit of a dust up. So we were sitting having dinner, and I'll remind you that dinner at our house takes place at our bar. And you know what else takes place at our bar? The happy hour. And we had already done happy hour. So when we started talking about Thanksgiving, even though we were at least in theory talking about the pilgrims, I kept saying penguins. So now I'm totally committed to having penguins on display here to represent Thanksgiving, which makes no sense to anybody except maybe to me. But she is going all in. And then I thought, well, okay, you know what? Fine. Let's do it. So the other day, we're at home, and we purchased a number of things I had no idea we desperately needed, but we desperately needed them, including a number of inflatables. Then I got some pushback. Jeff, come on, why are we doing inflatables? This should be more, you know, swell-igant or something. I said, well, because it's fun. And we came back to this. It's fun. Right? We're doing all of this because it's fun. The boys don't care. I hate to say it, but it's the truth. At 20-something years of age, each of them, they really don't care. Now, maybe at some point they've got their own kids, they'll care again. You know, if we ever have grandkids, maybe the grandkids will care. I don't know. I mean, I really don't. So right about now, we're doing it because we like it. And I said, well, then the heck with it. Let's just go all in. But I still want penguins, and I want some inflatable penguins to properly represent Thanksgiving and the miracle that happened when the Indians, the Native Americans, taught the penguins that corn was really, really good, or something like that. Again, your mileage may vary depending on whether it is pre or post happy hour. Yeah. So that being said, we're just trying to figure out how far we're going to go. And one of the things that came up, as I said, we have had for the longest time at Heidi's direction only white lights twinkling, right? White lights are swell-igant. That's what you have because that's sophisticated, I guess. Now we're going all in on stuff that is not like that, but I think it's going to be fun. And it brought us to this conversation of how do you feel? And this is what I want to get from you. How do you feel right about it? Are you white lights or colored lights? Because the colored lights, the multicolored lights, are invariably on homes that have families with little kids in operation right now, right? Once those kids leave, are you still doing multicolored lights, or do you sort of graduate into the pure white light? How are you feeling? And we were listening to a radio station. It's called LBC, and it's in London. It's London Talk Radio. Why do we do that? I don't know. Heidi is in control of that device, so that's what we do. And, you know, I like living in the master bedroom and being happy, so I go along with it. What are you going to do? But there's a woman on the air over there who had written this really interesting article, and Heidi and I said, you know what? This ties into a lot of folks that we know, and maybe it even ties into us. Maybe it ties into you, and that's where I want us to just touch base with it a little bit. Just a little bit. I mean, I know there's important stuff like the Epstein files, which, by the way, are showing that it was Democrats who were up to their beady little eyeballs in relationships with Jeffrey Epstein. Nothing with Donald Trump. Apparently not really anything with Republicans. So it's one of those always be careful what you wish for things. We'll get to that, I promise. And the cost of things and, you know, everything that's wrong in the world. Believe me, there'll be plenty of death and destruction before the day is over. But right now, this woman is a presenter and a writer over on this LBC, and she wrote this piece about whether she does or does not feel wealthy. And it has just taken off on their station with all of these conversations, and people are talking about how much money they make, and whether they do or do not feel wealthy. Do they feel rich? And she let a little something slip. She talked about her income, which according to her, I'm just pulling up the article here, according to her is well into the six figures, so £100,000 plus. She lives in Notting Hill, which is, you know, the snootiest of the snooty. You've seen the movies, right? With Notting Hill. I mean, my God, the whole neighborhood stars in these movies, it seems. And she says, even though she makes a lot of money, And I don't know how far into the six figures she is, but apparently she's in the top 10%. So if I did, what does it say? Okay, so she is making, I guess, close to a half million pounds each and every year, something like that. She says, even though she's in the top 10%, she doesn't feel rich. And here's what she lets slip. She pays a 62% tax rate. 62% of her income goes to pay taxes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All that free stuff they have over there. Man, that's really expensive, huh? So anyway, I'm just curious. I just want to throw it out there. I think it's a fascinating discussion. Because Heidi and I look at salary, which absolutely says we're not rich. We look at revenue and income from business and investments, and we go, oh, okay, we're doing all right. But I don't think we ever feel rich, except when we say we don't have to think twice about some things that in the past we've absolutely had to think twice about. But here's the other odd part about this. We are still, to this day, and I think always will be, till we're long buried, we're always looking for the bargain, right? We're looking at the yellow tag meat. Honest to goodness, when we're going to Walmart or Food Lion, they got yellow tags on it, we're kind of drawn to them, you know? And believe me when I tell you, we're not, quote, wealthy by any stretch of the imagination. We're middle class. In the past, we've done really well. Currently, yeah. But again, it's not just based on one thing. So anyway, where are you? I want you to give me a shout, all right? On the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Because living here in our beloved Commonwealth is about to get way more expensive. Way more expensive. The Virginia Democrats have already introduced a whole bunch of legislation. And you know what it does? It doesn't in any way lower the cost of anybody's living. It's not going to do anything to address high prices except to make them higher. They're talking about all sorts of additional mandates. It's craziness. So again, hit me up on the James River Air text line. Grab any piece of this that you want. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Just a quick look here, 804, Jeff, I love that all the Democrats are on the Epstein list. Ha ha. Yeah, you're right. 804, Jeff, what's up with Charles only doing a news report at the top of each hour with two stories and no market report? Is that now the new norm? I think our newsroom is still broken. Jerm, is that right? We're still, I don't know, something is broken, so something's not working, I think, is what that means. I'm sure it'll be addressed ASAP. I apologize for that. Well, no, I don't apologize for it. But it is what it is. I think it's newsroom is still has a hamster missing or something. All right, so we got all of that straight ahead. 833-804-1140, the James River Air text line. Just hit me up on that. Let me know what you're thinking. And yeah, part of it is fun, the white lights versus the colored lights, but is there more of a message there? Right, if it's all white lights, isn't that it's sort of a step above, isn't it? Colored lights, or are colored lights something that you've just decided, hey man, I'm hanging on to. I'm never getting rid of those. You tell me. And then this bigger piece of the wealth. Right? Do you feel wealthy? I know folks, I'm telling you. I know folks who are just flat out rich. I don't see them doing stuff that's super fancy. You know what I mean? And I think that's how and why they get to be super rich. It is 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.